Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Trevor Lyman is our guest. Mr. Lyman is the gentleman who I remember months and months ago seeing a blurb on YouTube saying 5th of November with V-Clips give $1 million. And then it turned into $5 million. And they did get $4.2 million, and it's continuing to raise a lot of money, hundreds of thousands today will definitely be raised. Trevor Lyman, just break down again what's being discussed on the blogs, the ideas that are formulating for the holidays that are coming up, the Liberty holidays, perfectly in December on the 15th and the 16th. And right now, what plans are being codified? I'm just out there in the internet kind of hive brain ether. Let's recap that for folks that just joined us. Again, Trevor Lyman is the gentleman who ran with the ball and really caused the brush fire and put up the websites, and others gave him different pieces of it to help build it at thisnovember5th.com. And $4.2 million raised yesterday for Congressman Ron Paul. And we've got a few minutes left. Again, break down the battle plan right now, General.
Sure. Let's see, I guess people are talking about the 15th and the 16th of December. December 15th, because of that is the Bill of Rights Day, which is obviously essential for us to claim back all of our rights. And then December 16th, because of the Boston Tea Party, the protest against an illegal and oppressive tax, and we as well can protest the Federal Reserve inflation tax. And then as well, on that weekend, it would be great if, as you said, if people basically got their meetups together, the Capitol buildings are great, calling the media to meet there, hold a a big event, and also to do the Ron Paul sign bomb where we put yard signs especially in all the homes so that we can get them in, and just signs everywhere for that day and that weekend, and all those things together, lots of local media coverage of all the meetup groups, the signs everywhere to reinforce what the people are hearing in the media, and then they see it again, and the money that we'll raise, proof positive that we mean business and that we're a force to be reckoned with.
Do you agree we should shoot for $10 million?
That would be great. I think that we could do it. I think that people, after seeing this success, will be even more likely to donate next time.
It's 2 days, and that will create the fever. That will create the crazed attitude of liberty, that spirit of freedom. And then people will see the huge amount raised the first day, and then it will juggernaut into the second. I predict the second day will dwarf the first.
Quite possibly. And, another thing that people could do is have a yard sale that weekend, a Ron Paul yard sale. Just if you're short on cash, you need to get some money to go into the campaign.
Get out in the front yard. People used to meet in the town square. They used to talk in the front yard all day. They used to know their neighbors. Just look, at noon, do the sign bomb everywhere. Get out and put signs everywhere, your yard, the road, signs everywhere. Then at 2 o'clock, whatever your time zone is, if you're in a capital, that means the main focus, New York, major cities, Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, Austin, Texas, a big power base for Liberty and Ron Paul, one of the biggest meetup groups. Just a surge, a weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. It could be awesome. So I think we're going to make it happen.
Well, General, that's the battle plan then. And I am going to engage full power, full tilt into trying to get all of my fabulous listeners to engage in this with you. And I just want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody else out there that made history. 5th of November that will not soon be forgotten, my friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you. I want to thank everybody as well, especially for donating and for pushing the site. It was pretty incredible. It really just took off.
Well, it's going to, again, this is just a prototype of things to come on the 15th and 16th and then into that weekend with the sign bomb. And I love that term because it is a war. It's an info war. And I call it info bombs and info bullets, and literally realize we're in a war. There's a war on for your mind, and realizing there's a war on is half the battle. Then fighting is the second half. We cannot lose with God's help. And Trevor Lyman, I salute you, my friend, from the website, thisnovember5th.com. We'll talk to you very soon with updates.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks for the time, my friend. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely incredible.
It is a big idea. A new world order. Except in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Revolution is in the air. The sleeping giant that is America is rising. The New World Order has fear in their eyes. Commit to their defeat. Pray before the Creator of the universe to give us divine providence in this fight. We have a candidate who's anti-New World Order, who's introduced legislation to abolish the bankers around this country, the Federal Reserve, those destroying our currency, to end these murderous wars, to reclaim our good name worldwide, instead of us being vassals of the globalist. 4.2 million shattering all pre-primary records by over $1 million. And on top of it, it wasn't some big mainline candidate, it was alternative candidate. Two worlds collide, the alternative media becoming the majority, the internet generation, and the pollsters desperately claiming that people that don't even have internet and answer phone line polls only show he's 9%. Well, he was 3% in their mainline polls a month ago in New Hampshire. But Ron Paul has the grassroots support. He is exploding. Open lines this hour with Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, 1-800-259-9231. I want to talk gold, approaching 8:30 an ounce. even higher in gold futures. I want to discuss how they want to cook a war, how they could stage a terror attack any time to try to dampen this revolution. In the mid-1990s, there was a huge patriot movement against the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. State houses were passing laws against the UN taking over private property, the international codified zoning laws. They blew up Oklahoma City to try to demonize a movement. They will not get away with it. We've got all the neocons up saying 9/11 truthers are violent and evil and Al-Qaeda with no evidence of it because they're scared. They're desperate. We are joining them in battle, toe-to-toe, mortal combat with the New World Order, and we can only win if we ask God for his guidance, and we could be given a reprieve just like Nineveh. If your phony preachers tell you any other thing, they are a fraud. They are paid off by the government or by their central diocese or by the Southern Baptist, all these groups saying lay down to all this and hail World War III and the rest of it. They want a huge world war, a huge depression to smokescreen the fact there's a global revolution, not just in the U.S., but a global revolution against them. They need to overturn the chessboard, throw a fit, and then pose as the emergency reorganizers as a way to maintain control. And I tell you now that we've got to massively increase our numbers now to try to keep them from doing that. But I think they're dangerous and aren't even following their own tactician's stratagem, and they may just go ahead and do it anyways, and that will accelerate their downfall. What say ye, Michael Rivero?
I absolutely agree. We're seeing more and more signs of panic in the reactions of the government to the growing truth movement, to the growing Ron Paul revolution, and I agree. They may go ahead and try a new false flag anyway, but I don't think they can pull it off. I don't think they'll be believed. I think too many people are already aware that the government has lied about too many things, and you know, we're in for some interesting times in the coming months here. But getting back here to Ron Paul, you know, this fundraising success that he had in the last 24 hours absolutely establishes that this is not some kind of an internet hallucination or manufactured illusion by a bunch of hackers and spam bots. It's very real. The money is very real. And the mainstream media is trying to scramble now. And as I've commented before, what's at stake here is not just the White House, but the, from the mainstream media's point of view, their power and prestige.
Their whole order, exactly. They've got to be against Ron Paul and freeze him out because it shows that their whole order is coming to an end.
Absolutely. They can no longer hang on to their role of choosing who candidates will be and who we will get to vote for before we get to vote. And Ron Paul is proving that they have lost that ability and that power to the internet. The people are choosing their own candidates.
And by the way, somebody's got to write this down in an article, what you just eloquently said. That's a whole other caveat that I was thinking about last night but haven't articulated. This is about upsetting their whole order. This is about showing their illusion that they are the magicians, that they are engaged in the fraud, and we're engaged in substantive, deliberative information.
Well, absolutely. It's something I've written about before. I will write about it again. But, you know, when you realize that Voters News Service that counts the national elections is owned by key mainstream media corporations, you begin to realize that the mainstream media has been choosing our leaders for us for a long, long time. And Ron Paul's ascendancy is bringing that to an end. And this is why the mainstream media hates him. They don't even care about his politics or the war issue. He is a threat to their continued domination of the American electoral process.
Let's get down to meat and potatoes, and Ron Paul said this 3 months ago on this show in an hour-long interview. I said, sir, I see your trajectory. I said, I told him this a year ago privately before he even announced that I thought he could really upset things and be a Ross Perot at least that would inject major issues, but that he could win. But I also told him on air, I said, what about the danger of assassination or attempted, you know, something like that? And he said, look, we know that's a threat, but he goes, you know, I'm 70-something years old, I'm a veteran. He said, I'm committed to this, but he said, we know they kill people. He said that on air. And so we also need to pray for the congressman, everybody that's working with him. They're going to pull dirty tricks. They're going to put people in his campaign. That's why they're having to deliberately keep it small so that they can't get infiltrated in their core group. But we've seen all sorts of dirty tricks. But I think the establishment's beginning to realize that all the dirty tricks they've already tried have blown up in their face.
Yeah, because they're dealing with a much wiser, more skeptical electorate. And I think one of the things we have working for our side in this is that the people in charge of the government's agenda are a bunch of Cold War fossils. who are still thinking that the tricks that worked back in the 1950s and 1960s are going to work today. And they have failed to grasp the very profound change to the American society that the Internet and alternative media has accomplished. Everybody knows the government lied about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. And with that skepticism, nobody assumes the government is being truthful about anything. The burden of proof is on the government. They're coming up short. They're still trying to play the game by the rules that used to work because they don't know what else to do.
And let's just call it like it is. We have people in all their organizations, people we don't even know because it's an idea. And we have put out the truth, put out the evidence, and a lot of people in intelligence, in the FBI, in the system aren't openly joining us, but a lot of them actually are. But they are passively sabotaging by not internally supporting all the things they're trying to do by leaking things. And I see that unraveling exponentially unfolding.
I agree with you, and I think probably one of the reasons we have not seen a false flag attack yet to try and kick off the war in Iran is probably Bush is having a great deal of trouble getting the internal support to go ahead with such a plan. Probably everybody around him is saying, look, we've taken it in the teeth for 9/11. If we try it again, they're going to know we're behind it. And,
hey, did you hear the big Dallas Cowboy, five-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowler? By the way, he's coming on the show. Have you heard that... He has gone public. Robert Baer, top CIA officer, has now gone public and said all the evidence points towards inside job. We had Martin Sheen last week, another big actor. We had the famous comedian going public. I mean, this is exponential.
Yeah, it is. It's really starting to grow. They're beginning to realize. And one of the things that allows these celebrities to go forward is when the public backs them up. Because if you remember, right after, for example, TWA 800, comedians made jokes about spark in the tank and missiles. They were losing their jobs. They were being fired off of Saturday Night Live. What makes the difference is when the public stands up and says, I support Martin Sheen's right to freedom of speech. Don't you dare try and trash his career, or I will basically not buy your product anymore. I won't turn on your TV shows. I won't watch your movies. And, we support freedom of speech by these actors to make these comments.
There is a domino effect. There is a snowballing happening right now.
Absolutely. And, I've been saying for a long time, people write in and call and they say, what can I do? What can I do to help? And I say, the best thing you can do is speak out about what you know, because when you speak out, you give everybody around you the courage to speak out.
And then suddenly you say at work, hey, I think 9/11 is an inside job or we should investigate. And your boss goes, I agree with you. And the lady down the hall says, yeah, I agree with you. And then it's okay to talk now. And now that chilling effect has been broken and Americans are talking again.
Absolutely. It is now perfectly acceptable to say, I think the government was behind 9/11. And the people who still don't want to believe it, they'll shrug and they say, well, okay, but they realize they're now a minority.
What do you think about We Are Change and the InfoWarriors now every day confronting politicians, media people, that also, that aggressive going and getting in their face and bringing up issues in a focused way? I mean, that's got them rattled.
Absolutely, because, all these leaders at the very top of Congress and the administration and everything, they've got a lot of underlings where basically they got their jobs by being yes men. And I'm sure a lot of them are saying, oh, yes, we've got it under control. We've got the lid on. The cover-up is in place. Don't worry about it. So when ordinary citizens get in their face and challenge them on this stuff over and over and over again, whether they're in the media, they're in the Congress, it's sending a message. No, the cover-up didn't work. We do know that we have been messed around with, and that's a polite way of putting it, with 9/11, with the war in Iraq, the war in Iran, and we need to continue to rattle their confidence, because if we shake their confidence, that's one more reason for them not to try the next big leap forward with a fake terror attack and the declaration of martial law. If we convince them they won't be believed, if we convince them that they're not going to pull it off.
Well, how big was it 2 weeks ago when FEMA got caught having a fake press conference and having 100 employees dressed up like reporters with notepads? I mean, it, folks, come on. The shadow government can't even put that on. I'm telling the globalists, don't do it. Don't nuke a city. Don't release the bioweapon. Please, please. It's going to blow up in your face.
Absolutely it will. And again, this gets back to what I was saying before. Back in the 1950s and 60s, these kind of stunts worked because the media went along with it. There was nobody to basically gainsay it and say, look, this is a crock. Okay, but now with the age of the alternative media and the internet, when these things get exposed, it's all over the place, and they can't stop it. And it's like this this story is just breaking now. They had a hidden camera at the George Washington University to try and find who was painting swastikas on these doors, and it turned out to be a Jewish student. Well, normally, years past, that would have never seen the light of day. Now it's all over the internet.
Stay there, Mike Rivero. Your call's coming up right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 6, 2007. Gold, 823.80 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $848.44, 418.10 for half, 209.05 for quarter. That's $848.44, 418.10, and 209.05. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, the North American Union isn't going away. Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. If nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives has an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
I want to go into in-depth Ron Paul analysis in the next hour. I've got a lot of notes here, and I'll even keep Rivera over if he can. He has a very busy schedule on television. But if he can, that's fine. And open phones all throughout the rest of the show, starting at the bottom of the hour coming up. We've got war news, financial news, all this we have to cover. Now, we get all happy, we get giddy. There's a major revolution going on. But understand, people are also moving because they know the time is short. They know the New World Order is moving against us. They know things are serious. Mike, most mainline analysts say super recession, we've already been in one for about a year, but super recession by the middle of next year, it could even go depressionary. I pray that isn't the case, but I have a responsibility to get on air and tell people the truth. Do you concur with my analysis that we are in a deep recession and that we already see upwards of 20% inflation? You know, publicly the big firms say 13.6. The Federal Reserve says 2% or less, which is ridiculous. Can you speak to that, or what do you see happening in the economy?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. The economy is in very, very bad shape right now. I know this is the time of the cycle when the incumbent administration tries to patch things up and make it look good going into a major election year. But especially as we head into the Christmas shopping season, the warning indicators are out there. Everyone's talking, of course, about the credit crisis. I don't think there's a credit crisis. We can all borrow money. I'm getting, five or six offers for new credit cards in the mail every single day. The problem is a repayment crisis, because the high-paying jobs that would allow Americans to meet the payments on their mortgages, meet their credit card payments, all those jobs have gone overseas, encouraged, in some cases tax-subsidized, by the current administration. So really the issue is that the ordinary average American working class family is really caught in this terrible vice between rising taxes and costs of living on one side, and on the other, the decline in the American workers' average wages and salaries. And they're caught in the middle, and a lot of people are really feeling the pinch. We're seeing an epidemic of foreclosures running across the country right now. And at the same time, you know, these commercials we're seeing on TV about getting ready for the Christmas shopping season, it's almost a joke to see those on the air right now. I think one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve is dumping these billions and billions into the credit market right now is an attempt to get people to go ahead and borrow just a little bit more money for that retail season, because, as you know, the holiday shopping season, basically one-third of the annual profits of all the retail corporations comes from that holiday shopping season. So, they're trying to kick that off and get people to go into debt just a little bit more to buy a few more little
I heard Paulson goodies. 2 weeks ago, Treasury Secretary Shea told the banks to give triple mortgages to people who have no jobs and can't pay. And at the same time, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, as you know, they cut off the big, you know, the big super lenders, the central banks cut off buying corporate paper, the loans and jumbo loans and subprimes. They cut all those off, let it stack up to consolidate the smaller banks. And again, that's not just me, that's the Financial Times of London. Weeks after I said that, they reported on it. I'm not tooting our horn, because people don't believe that they are behind it. But at the same time, wildly printing money to try to boost up the stock market for the illusions. So I guess they want to have their cake and eat it too. Loot and rob and consolidate and blow out smaller banks, while at the same time destroying the dollar so their foreign assets can come in and buy the country up cheaper. But I don't think they can have their cake and eat it too. And then they start acting scared, and then I see them saying maybe we've overdone it. I mean, it seems like it's just everything's out of control.
Yeah, it is, and it really goes back for quite a long time with reckless borrowing, not by ordinary citizens, by the government, which has really created such a huge debt crisis for itself that inevitably, they take tax money in, they give less back. This forces the states to borrow, and as the states borrow more and are unable to give less back to their people, eventually that indebtedness trickles down, because more and more people are being forced to borrow just to live. We've got people out here who are putting their mortgage payments on their credit cards, trying to last until hopeful better times a couple of months off. Of course, we all know that those better times are a little bit further off than that, and this is one of the reasons we're seeing so many people go into foreclosure. They've just kept borrowing and borrowing to keep things going along. just as the government does, but unlike the government, we can't print up our own money to pay off our debtors. We have to go out and try and find jobs, which aren't there, to try and earn real money and real worth to pay our indebtedness. Meanwhile, of course, the government and the Federal Reserve just print up whatever they need to make their books balance. And it's really got America caught in a vice grip.
Stay there. The Ron Paul Revolution goes into hyperwarp. On the other side, your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, truthnews.us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This will be a day long remembered. Ron Paul, 4.2 million yesterday, and now you have the new attack pattern. You've been given your orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns, ladies and gentlemen. December 15th, Bill of Rights Day. December 16th, the Boston Tea Party. $10 million will be raised for Congressman Ron Paul. We're going to more than double the feat that was accomplished, the all-time record in pre-primary one-day giving. And it came from donations, an average of $41. You did it, America. One more strike at the heart of the globalist. And now you realize, many of you who didn't have any faith, that we can stand up against this evil. That we stop listening to those that tell us a fairy tale that we can't fight evil. that we can't resist the new world order. We are living history, and this is only the beginning. Yes! A lot of people, I love football, I love baseball, but it's tribalism. It's stylized tribalism. That's why you get so excited and yell and scream. And then you hear somebody yell and scream about liberty and freedom and ending evil wars and saving our currency and saving our children's future. And you hear me yell and scream and get fired up. That's what those instincts are really for. That's what it's really all about. Can't you feel the spirit of liberty literally rising? Oh, I'm excited. Your calls, loaded phones coming up in just a few minutes with Mike Rivera from WhatReallyHappened.com. We've got my little constellation of attack cruisers in the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, TruthNews.us, JonesReport.com, ArnoldExposed.com, MartialLaw911.info. And we do that so we have a bigger effect and can't be hacked or taken down as easily. And so we can reach more people, and every time we are effectively attacked, we create a new website. We are always expanding what we do here. I believe in multiplying, increasing our attack profile with our incredible weapon, the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy has its little secret weapon, lies, but we have exposed them for the liars they are, liars from the beginning. Before we go back to Mike Rivera, I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor, and that's the great folks at the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, the top of each page. The longest continual operating storable food company, the place I've purchased food from twice. The highest quality, it is dried, freeze-dried. It is not the soybean reconstituted stuff, which will get you through hard times. This is high-quality stuff, so it's only 20% of the weight, and you just add the water and cook it up. They got 2 months' supplies, year supplies. They got it all. Just call and get a free brochure. Just give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Great folks and great sponsors of this transmission against tyranny. And, well, we had another sellout crowd last night. They sold out the tickets, and there was a but the whole front row was open because I guess on average about 5% of people don't show up when they buy tickets, but thanks for buying them anyways. So a few of you who got turned away last week at the door when it sold out, you could have been there last night. We're showing it tomorrow night at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, and then Thursday night, and then I promise, that's it. It will not be back in theaters in Austin. If you want to see Endgame as it's meant to be seen on the big screen, you can see it tomorrow night and the next night. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. Bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your family. A lot of people brought 5-6 friends, people who weren't exposed to this stuff. It freaked them out. They should be freaked out. Again, that's what this is all about, showing people the truth, letting them know about what's really happening. So I hope you'll bring your friends, family, neighbors, co-workers, your pastor, your rabbi, whatever, your imam, people who have a voice in the community. It's key that you come tomorrow night or the next night and see it right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is really in your hands, ladies and gentlemen, just like with this Ron Paul revolution. I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but look at how I woke up Luke Radowski and look what he's done and who he's woken up and now what you've done. I'm just one person. This is an example. I was the first to talk about 9/11. Mike Rivera was right there. How do you say first? Like 10 guys invented radio the same week. He simultaneously was reporting it. But we were there at the first. And now look at it. It's kosher to talk about. It's mainline. It's the majority know we were lied to. And it's the same thing with all of this. What if you took action and told your whole email list today about this radio show and about InfoWars.com and how they could listen? It's on 7 days a week, live 6 days a week. I come in Sunday. What if you told people about Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement? And what if you went to PrisonPlanet.tv and downloaded it in super high quality, almost DVD quality, it's so good, and burned it to disk? What if you took action? What if you woke people up about the whole eugenics program and how the globalists are in control and how they want to reduce the world's population by 80% forcibly? What if you took action? PrisonPlanet.tv or calling at the DVDs at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or again, PrisonPlanet.tv, or order the super high-quality DVDs at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore shopping cart. Now, if I'm overly excited today, it's because we should be excited. I am excited. By the way, big show tomorrow. Well, big show tomorrow. A lot of surprises. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I want to get to calls, and we're going to do that here in just a moment. And then, Mike, I forgot to ask you during the break. Can you stay 15 minutes the next hour?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great, because I know I belabored things. I don't want to have time to take calls. Analysis of Ron Paul and the phenomenon. Any other angles we haven't covered before we go to Bart and Buzz and John and others?
Well, again, I think the idea, what you said before, we all need to sort of back up Ron Paul, not just financially, but looking forward to a time when he might actually win the White House. He's going to be facing a Congress which is still going to have a great many people who oppose him, who's going to oppose his policies. And so getting Ron Paul the nomination and getting him elected is really only the first part of our commitment. We're going to have to stand with him and glare at the Congress along with him and say, you do what this guy that we put in the White House says, or your jobs are gone the next election. Now, we did prove that in November of 2006. Sadly, we proved it with the Democratic Congress, who did not live up to our expectations, who basically betrayed us because we put them into the Congress.
Yeah, now the Democrats aren't even talking about leaving Iraq. I mean, think of these traitorous and liberals out there. How dare you continue to support that dirtbag Hillary and the dirtbag Obama and Richardson and all those dirtbags? Mike, talk about it.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, first and foremost, the instant she became Speaker of the House, the first thing she said was impeachment is off the table.
By the way, her daughter was paid to the Republicans to produce that documentary about him, and she's always lovey-doving on Bush. It's disgusting.
It absolutely is, because, it really made it very clear that no matter what we the people want, once they get into Congress, they're listening to other interests, they're listening to the lobbies, they're certainly listening to the Israeli lobby, which even today is cheering on the Iran war and saying that the IAEA inspectors are working for Iran when they say that there is no nuclear weapon program. It's the same stuff that we saw in the run-up to the war in Iraq when Hans
you just Blitz changed the last letter. It's the exact same propaganda.
It absolutely is, and it's almost a sign of their arrogance that they think the same thing is going to work a second time. And this goes back to what I said earlier about these Cold War fossils, thinking this is what worked before, we'll just do it again and keep on going. And yet, certainly this time, yes, the mainstream media is continuing to parrot the official line on Iran with a few notable exceptions. But as far as the American people are concerned, we're not buying this. We know it's a crock this time around. And it's almost insulting that they think that we're going to go for this a second time. It really is insulting and arrogant on their part. And for the Democrats to have won control of Congress on an anti-war platform, and then the instant they get in the door, they do an about-face and say, well, yes, Iraq is necessary, and even more than Iraq, we've got to go into Iran. Now we're beginning to hear the first little whispers of propaganda against Saudi Arabia and other countries. It really is a global war. This is the start of World War III, and this time, we're the Nazis. We're starting it. Because Bush and his buddies, and hey, look at President Bush's grandfather's good buddy, Adolf Hitler. It's just all, hey, we think this is a good way to do it, we're going to try it here. And that's what they're doing right now.
Meanwhile, Cheney gave a speech last week and literally looked like he was dead. He looked like a reanimated corpse. I mean, he looks like somebody, I've seen dead people in a hospital bed when they die, and he looked like a dead person.
Yeah, well, I imagine it's probably very rough on that heart of his to be wrecking the country and have to live with that, or maybe not. But, it's. I think the strain is showing on all of them. They know they have not achieved what they set out to achieve. And
they like fooling us and people loving them. They know people know they're murderers, 9/11. They know we see them for what they are now. They hate it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very angry that we weren't as easy to fool as they thought they were going to be. And more than that, they realize that if there's a major social upheaval in this country, they are all going to be standing trial for war crimes, at the court of the people. They'll be sent to The Hague, or maybe they won't even get out of the country to The Hague. We'll just take care of it ourselves. But they're looking back at history, and they're looking at how Mussolini fell. They're looking at how Charles I got into trouble. Yeah, Ceausescu, Louis XVI, they're realizing that an angry population can and will remove the government by force if necessary, and that the rich...
Well, that's why they funded the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for martial law, and it says for the American people. That's a declaration of war against us.
Absolutely, and this new one about the radicalism and extreme terrorism. That's
yeah, Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act.
Yes.
Radicalization Prevention Act. Now we have pre-crime.
Yeah, absolutely. This is absolutely prosecuting people for merely thinking that the government is not doing a wonderful job.
Let's take some calls. It's just amazing. Bart in California, you're first up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Two very, very quick points that I'll get off. Point number one, I'd like to emphasize the importance of people to remember that during the days that this presidential election is actually occurring, it's going to become paramount, premier importance to find some way to ensure that the vote count is accurate. That will be the number one most important issue for all of us.
Well, I agree, and we need to really get, if people aren't informed on those subjects, they need to do a crash course. There's major election fraud going on. But again, if they cheat poll, that'll be another big learning experience. See, either way we win, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. You see, vote fraud is only going to work for a few percentage points shift. If there is an overwhelming landslide for Ron Paul and that gets reversed inside those electronic voting machines, nobody's going to believe the election results. And that's, I think, when you'll start to really see a real revolution start to take hold in the country. Now, you're absolutely right. We need to hold their feet to the fire on the vote fraud. These people who have got the power, they're going to do anything to hang on to it. Like Alex, I'm very concerned about Ron Paul being assassinated or crippled somehow to prevent him from running. But they're going to do anything that they need to do to keep him out. Now, we've all been wondering about these weird polls that, in the mainstream media where the favored candidates have 20-30% and Ron Paul has 2 or 3 or maybe 9. We finally found out why that's been happening. The polls being conducted by the mainstream media don't even list Ron Paul. So that 2-3% they're getting are respondents saying, well, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, and I don't care if he's on your list. And that's why they're reporting such low numbers.
Yeah, they're basically
write-ins.
They're
letting him in the running.
What was your second point, sir?
Yes, most Americans have forgotten what it looks like when the voices of dissent in an entire nation are shut down overnight by force. This is why it's very important to observe
Pakistan
right now, because anybody that thinks this cannot happen in America, have a good look. I believe that there's a very good chance that a blanket nationwide gun turn-in order may occur at some point in the near future. When this happens, the only appropriate response for all Americans is a certain specific type of hand gesture. That is my point. Thank you very much, and God bless both of you for all you do.
Here's the difference. Pakistan has a history of continual military dictatorships for over 2,000 years. If they try that, and they certainly put the whole system, the whole mechanism in place, but it is, again, they can't even put on a fake news conference, right? I mean, they can strategically, in their strategia, carry out, in their stratagem, a 9/11. But again, that was years of planning, and they screwed that up. People say, well, we would find out. It would come out. They'd mess up. We did find out. And so I don't want them to pull all this, but Mike, I see them losing on every front.
They are. They are losing. We're seeing the signs of panic and desperation. Of course, cornered animals are the most dangerous. And, you know, there's always the possibility of somebody just saying, well, I'm going to try anyway, and it's a long shot, but history is made on these desperate moves. And they could try something really, really stupid. But I don't think the American people are going to fall for a new 9/11. I don't think they're going to fall for another fake terror attack. I think if somebody tries it, it's going to produce an actual backlash where even those American people who just don't want to be involved in this, they're going to say, I have to do something about this because now it's my children's lives that are going to be affected by this.
Mike, I want to go to Buzz, John, Mark, Dick, everybody. We're going to get to you. But I got to ask you this question. I want your take on it. We know CENTCOM, and they've paid billions also for fake bloggers and people, and this has come out in the news, to go out and bury stories and cover stuff up and spam disinfo and lie. But it's so obvious now, and then they have copycatters that, you know, kind of repeat it and regurgitate little mental patients. But for the average propagandist or the military propaganda people or the PR propaganda people, I mean, they really lost the moral initiative, and they know they're the bad guys, and they've got to be scared too. And I mean, it's almost like the propaganda they put out is like they want to be caught. What would you say the mindset is of the average propagandist out there, mid-level, and then what would you say to them about what they're doing?
Well, I think the thing to remember is if you think about like a magician who does magic tricks, once the audience gets a sense that something has happened, they don't even need to know exactly what. The whole illusion is lost. And what the problem the propagandists are facing is now is that the public knows they're there. they're really only effective if the public doesn't know that they're there, if they think the people writing this opinion is just another ordinary citizen. But now that the public knows that the government does pay public relations firms to put these fake bloggers out there, they're going to be more critical about what they're reading online. They're going to be more critical about what they're hearing and seeing. And I, for one, and I know you do too, I trust the American people to sort out for themselves what's true and what are lies. I don't need to stand up and say, this is what you must think and this is what you must do, which is what you will see as almost the hallmark of everything that the propagandists are putting out, is attempting to continue to decide for the reader or listener what they're going to think and what they're going to say, and to browbeat them into conformity with the agenda. And now that people recognize these as the signs of a propagandist, it really isn't working anymore. The analogy I like to use is the pizza parlor and the taco shop. Some people like tacos, some people like pizzas, but you don't see somebody from the pizza shop walking into the taco shop to berate the pizza eaters, or to berate the taco eaters. When you see that happening, that person doing the shouting has to be working for the competition. So when you see that happening online in the various blogs where people come in to cause trouble and argue and shout insults, you're dealing usually with a paid propagandist.
But that individual, they must feel like a pile of slime. I mean, imagine taking...
They think they're James Bond. This music is very appropriate. They dream that they're James Bond.
They think it's real cute, and it's not funny. And you're working for murderers, and we're gonna beat you. You understand? And you know it. You're scared, you chicken necks.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you.
cousin John just hung up. We were going to them. So Mark in Virginia, we'll kind of move quick now. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to be on with you.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to make a point that I'm very excited about what's happening with Ron Paul. I think it's phenomenal. But we need to make sure that we're doing more than simply donating money to his campaign, because we need to approach this from different directions. I'm concerned that the more excitement that he generates and the more popular that he becomes, we're going to be backing them into a corner, the neocons into a corner. And I could see another false flag, which would allow them to suspend elections.
Justice must be done, though the heavens fall.
Well, absolutely. But we need to look at it from multiple directions. So one thing that we should look at, and people should be aware of, is the danger of having their money in some of these big banks, like Bank of America. They have derivatives exposure that could easily bring down those banks. So what we need to be doing is pulling our money out of those banks, sticking it into local banks. If, you know, ideally putting it into junk silver or into silver or other things, but we need to get our money out of that system, because that money is a tool for them, and we need to get it away from them, even though they're eroding.
Well, but it's kind of like Siamese twins. We're totally bound in and wired into them. I mean, I agree people should diversify, and nobody thought that Citigroup, the biggest bank in the world, would be in trouble, and they are. Mike Rivero, comments.
Well, I tend to agree. It is by design that we're sort of hooked into this debt fiat currency system. On the other hand, I think right now it's definitely very prudent to take as much money as you can afford to out of your bank accounts, put them into gold, put them into euros even, put them into any kind of an alternative wealth preservation mechanism where you're not going to get dragged down. See, here's the problem. When government sets the worth of the dollar, which is the system we have now, not the system we started with, but the system we have now, the government can arbitrarily set the worth of the dollar, and as the dollar gets driven down, your worth gets driven down by the actions of the government and the Federal Reserve. So right now, as we see the dollar going into decline, yes, it makes very common sense to take any surplus cash that you have right now out of the bank, put it into gold, put it into silver, even swap it for euros, and just hang on to it, because already we're seeing, you know, gold is at 822.50
right now.
And
this could happen overnight. We're already seeing a plunge of the dollar, about a half a cent each week now. That is a plunge, folks, and we're already seeing gold just and oil, everything go up, anything that's a real item. And, again, the general public still hasn't quite figured this out. The minute they do, it's curtains. And it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, I know this is a powerful broadcast. I want to tell you the truth, but I almost feel like I'm slitting all our throats by even admitting that we're on the edge of a depression. But it's not. We didn't engineer it. They did it. So what do you do, Mike?
You need to take care of yourself. The government made this mess. The government's going to have to deal with it without our support and without our faith. And we have to do what is good for us.
I agree.
And
thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
From Virginia. Dick in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for doing what you're doing here, Alex. I really appreciate it. You know, I've already watched the local newscast here. The noon newscast will start in our time in the country here in a couple of minutes. And what I would suggest is what I've already done is call into your local news stations and tell them you want coverage. How come there's no coverage on Ron Paul's success and on his campaign?
Yeah, each one of those calls in campaign generation is worth thousands of dollars. It's key to call media and let them know what you want covered. That is very effective. Stay there, Dick from Denver. And we're going to go to many, many others who are patiently holding at 1-800-259-9231. Mike Rivero will be with us till about 20 after in the next hour taking calls. We're going to rocket through your calls on the other side. We're now getting to them at 1-800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.